ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, beloved youth, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. By way of an introduction, I'll just mention these few words before I start with the real topic. Number one is tonight is Laylatul Jumu'ah, and we should be reading abundant Durood Sharif, Salawat, salutations upon Nabiul Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is an injunction and commandment from the Master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself. The hadith is authentic, mentioned in Ibn Majah, أَكْثِرُوا مِنَ الصَّلَاةِ عَلَيَّ يَوْمَ الْجُمُعَةِ O Ummah, read abundant Durood Sharif, Salawat, salutations upon me on the day, on the night of Friday. What is the meaning of Durood Sharif, brothers? Durood is a Farsi word, Persian word. When a person has a farm, and that farm you have a bumper crop, you're going to make maximum profit in minimum time. So that literally refers to Durood. When we read Salawat, salutations, Durood Sharif, upon the Master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it's minimum time, but the maximum benefit we will accrue to us and what we will attain in this world and the year after. The best gift for the best of Almighty Allah's creation on the best day of the week. So subhanallah, what a great bounty, favor of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala it is. Second one, we all know today's newspaper, also I was reading just now after Maghrib, they say we might have load shedding once more again in South Africa. Obviously none of us wants it, but see what Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us. Man qara'a surat al-kahfi yawm al-jumu'ah. أَضَاءَ لَهُ مِنَ النُّورِ مَا بَيْنَ الْجُمُوَتَيْنِ It's authentic hadith in Sunan Nasai. Whosoever reads Surah Kahf on a Friday, the night of Friday, the day of Friday, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala will bless that person with celestial light, with the radiance and effulgence from one Friday right till the next Friday. Our Qari Abdul Haq, MashaAllah, Hafizahullah, wonderful rendition. And he read such appropriate verses for tonight's topic as well. He's speaking about the Noor. Tomorrow on the day of justice, the munafiqeen and hypocrite who have just read the kalima on the tip of the tongue, there was nothing in the inner recesses of their hearts. They will beg and ask and they will beseech the believers, give us a small portion of your Noor, naqtabis min noorikum. That we also want that Noor, because they'll be groping in different darknesses. So brothers, when we read Surah Kahf, Allah Jalla Wala blesses us with radiance, effulgence, celestial light in this world, in the qabr, on the day of Qiyamah, and then we enter Jannatul Firdaus. That is the benevolence, the mercy, the grace of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. To relate it to our topic, because Qari Sahib read beautifully, there was a scholar, he was called Shaykhul Islam Ibn Taymiyyah Rahimahullah. Ibn Taymiyyah Rahimahullah was incarcerated. When you become famous and you speak the truth, then you have many enemies as well. So anyway, people went to the Hakim and the rulers of the time and said, Ibn Taymiyyah is saying this, he's saying this. So they incarcerated, imprisoned him. The same people came and then to visit Ibn Taymiyyah. He's in prison. Ask him, how's things here? He's Shaykhul Islam. Shaykhul Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah said, it depends. What you mean? How's things with me? Where you are looking at me and where I am, there are two different dimensions and perspectives. What did he read? بَاطِنُهُ فِيهِ الرَّحْمَةِ وَظَاهِرُهُ مِنْ قِبَلِهِ الْعَذَابِ. From where you are looking, I'm in azab. But where I am in, so I am enveloped in the mercy of Almighty. Shaykh Abu al-Hasan al-Nadwi, rahimahullah, go read, my brothers, iqra. We don't read, brothers. He wrote a book, it's his masterpiece, Saviors of the Islamic Spirit. The actual book he wrote in Arabic. It's translated in English. Go read volume 2. The whole volume 2 is dedicated to Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah. He writes there that Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, rahimahullah, whilst he was incarcerated, so he wrote a whole book of his. Koile ke saath usne kitab tasneef ki. He took coal and he wrote a whole book whilst he was in jail. Me and you got computers, we got laptops, we got every gadget. But what do we do? Think about it. Qari sahab read, how appropriate. Fudail bin Ayaz, Waliullah, sage of the age. He was a daku, he was a highway robber. And while he was preparing now the next target, he was going, and then one person was reading Quran Sharif. And what he read, أَلَمْ يَعْنِ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن تَخْشَأَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Has the time not come for you to humble your heart for the remembrance of Allah? He was a highway robber. That ayat struck and pierced his heart. He made sincere tawbah. Whatever they stole, he gave it back to the rightful owners. And that became the turning point in his life. And he became the sage of the age, the waliullah of his time. So that is Almighty Allah, my brothers. Each one should understand that today we have gathered here for a very, very important topic. To understand tonight's topic, I need to take you back to history. You see, you had World War II. When World War II finished up, then you had the United Nations, then you had the nuclear powers, and then remember that they decided we are going to make duwailat. Duwailat means we are going to colonize. So they speak of the British Empire, they speak of America, they speak of France. So each one of them decided, these countries we will take over. These countries you take over. Until today that legacy remains. Where you lie, where you drive the car with the left-hand drive, you must remember most of them were under American influence. Where you drive the car on the right-hand side, your steering was British, you understand? So like that, then Africa, Asia, many parts were colonized. Then, in 47, you had partition. What partition? India this side, Pakistan this side. And then it was further taksim in 1971. See, I show you something, brothers. Who are ulama? Our ulama. Subhanallah. In Pakistan, in Karachi, you must remember Allama Shabir Ahmad Usmani, rahimahullah, he raised the flag of Pakistan, 1947. Okay, now we have our own Muslim country, Islamic country. The vision they had and what's happening, obviously, Zameen Asman ka fark hai. So this was in West Pakistan, Karachi. In East Pakistan, what you call Bangladesh nowadays, so remember there was Allama Zafar Ahmad Usmani. Allama Zafar Ahmad Usmani was an Allama, was a giant. If you go look at his work, he wrote in Arabic, I'lam al-Sunan, till today the Imam of the Haram, Imam Zahim. Imam Abdullah Zahim said, when I looked at this book, he was a Qazi, he passed away. We read Salat behind him on many occasions. When he saw the book I'lam al-Sunan, he said, from today, I will be passing many of my verdicts according to the Hanafi school. Such a giant he was. So here you had Allama Shabir Ahmad Usmani, rahimahullah, to raise the flag. And that side there, in East Pakistan, there in Dhaka, you had, remember, Allama Zafar Ahmad Usmani, rahimahullah. 71, then again it got divided, then Bangladesh came into existence. So in 1947, when you had this taksim, partition, So this Kashmir issue was still left. That is the British. The British know Muslims are masters. Ghar ko aag lag gayi ghar ki chiraag se. The house will burn with the lamp in the house. Leave this issue and then we will sort it out. So they said that the United Nations passed resolution, that they will have a voting and thus which side they want to go. So Pakistan calls Kashmir, their Kashmir, they call Azad Kashmir. The one Kashmir that's part of Pakistan, the freed Kashmir. And the Kashmir that is in India, so they called it Makbuza Kashmir. They called it occupied Kashmir. India states that this is our land, our part of India and so forth. And always they rejected all these resolutions that were passed by United Nations and so forth. So that is 1947. Go one step further. So you come to 1948. And then you find, yeah, in South Africa, the Nationalist Party came into power. Apartheid became the rule. And there the apartheid regime of Israel came into existence. You see how things are folding. 47, you have Taksim, partition, India-Pakistan. Then 48, yes, South Africa, the apartheid regime, the Nationalist Party and them come into power. In Israel, the Zionists and the apartheid regime comes into power. Palestinians, homeless, and they lost everything. If you study the life history of Golda Meir, she was the Prime Minister of Israel. And you go read her profile, you will see she still shows that we were citizens of the state of Palestine and we were holding Palestinian passports. Who? Golda Meir, who becomes the Prime Minister of Israel. So when the Jutlas and them say there was nothing they did, what your ex-Prime Minister, former Prime Minister was doing with the Palestinian passport? Anyway, this is a separate topic. Let's fast forward. When we were in school, in the early 60s, so you see education, information is a very powerful means. Media, we small chewing gums, you understand? How many listeners we can have? 100,000, half a million, 1 million, and we finish. These people address and speak to billions of people, whether on their TV, whether on their radios, whether in the print media, whether on the, you know, social media today. So they shape the minds and the thought process of people. So what they did, so they said, you see South Africa, under apartheid when we were small and we were young in school, they used to speak of swart gevaar. You'll all understand Afrikaans then. So the black man must never come into power. Just to take you one step forward, you know Margaret Thatcher? When Margaret Thatcher met the South Africans that time in 83, she said, I'm no politician, you understand, I don't belong to any party. I'm just showing you what's happening. So you must understand the real politics that's going on. So Margaret Thatcher met these white people here, the apartheid regime, and said, 83, that the ANC is dreaming of coming into power in South Africa. 1983, 1994 elections and the rest is history, as they say. Today I was showing Moana Ahmed Dokra, see this paper, the cartoon. They say the old flag of South Africa created in 1928 or 1923, whatever, in the 20s. And then 1994 reported dead. And now 2019 confirmed dead. So there's the cartoon they made, you see. So they don't say a person is brain dead. Then afterwards he dies, like that. So anyway, this by the way. So, when we were in school, they used to drum in our head. You see, this is what you call brainwashing. This is what you call indoctrination. And they used to speak about the Soviet Union. They used to speak about communism. Whatever the whites were, they used to respect religion in that sense. So you must, therefore South Africa never got TV. When South Africa got TV? South Africa only got TV in 1976. Because they said that this TV will destroy the moral fiber of the nation. And they were right in that. Nevertheless, all these are separate topics. You can speak on that on different platforms and forums. The point I want to make is this. They were drumming in our head, and the whole world was drumming in the world. You have one enemy, and your enemy is communism. And who is communism? The Russians. They are the main people. You must fear them. That's them. So, the rednecks and all that, they would call them and all this type of. Now let's go fast forward. 1979, the Red Army enters. Where it enters? Afghanistan. They were sure, we are a superpower. This is Afghanistan, a ragtag army, ill-equipped, ill-prepared. We will destroy, decimate them in 1 week, 1 month, it'll be history. Lo and behold, iman ki taqat. When you have ta'alluq ma Allah, when you have connection with Allah, you fear none. وَلَا يَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا سَبَقُوا إِنَّهُمْ لَا يُؤْجِزُونَ. Oh, non-Muslims, whether they Jews, whether they Christians, whether they are atheists, whether they are Buddhists, whatever they are, kain and mankan, you can never beat Allah, you can never frustrate Allah. إِنَّهُمْ لَا يُؤْجِزُونَ. Allah is motivating the Muslim. Allah is teaching the Muslim a lesson. Wake up from your slumber, O Muslim. See the word Allah uses to teach us a lesson. I always tell people how weak we might be. 2.5 million people, we perform Hajj. We all cried in the rain of Arafat. 1440 was a historic Hajj. 2 hours it rained in Arafat. We stood in the rain, we were drenched. Our tears were washed away with the rain coming. Everybody crying. But when we come back, what do we do for the ummah? So Allah is telling you, this is what's happening. يُرِيدُونَ أَيُّتْفِئُوا نُورَ اللَّهِ بِأَفْوَاهِهِمْ. They want to extinguish the nur and the celestial light and the deen of Islam بِأَفْوَاهِهِمْ with their mouths, with their media, with their politicians, with their money, with their influence. So all that they try. But you Muslim, what must you do? وَاللَّهُ مُتِمُّ نُورِهِ وَلَوْ كَرِيَ الْكَافِرُونَ. Almighty Allah states that He will let Islam prevail. Everywhere Islam will gain the ascendancy. وَلَوْ كَرِيَ الْكَافِرُونَ. Although the non-Muslims, they hate it and detest it. We started there, Second World War. We had all the colonial satellite states. Then we came to 47, partition took place. 48, Israel came into being, apartheid in South Africa, it became law. And then we came now to 79, the Red Army walks in. And we're going to take over Afghanistan. If you know Afghanistan, Afghanistan is a country with resources. So everybody wants resources. Africa has been raped and plundered and looted. Why? Every country in Africa, today if you read about Zimbabwe, today's paper you go read, Zimbabwe, how many diamonds they have. So you go to Mutari and go ask the people there. So every country has got so many natural resources. So therefore they come, they plunder it, loot it and so forth. So nevertheless, so this Red Army came, but they never knew. There is one target, Imani target. If you ask the Red Army today, those who survived, what did you fear the most after you were defeated? They had to put their tail between their legs and leave, and the whole Soviet Union disintegrated. Now they became duelats. They became small countries. All these countries we're visiting now, Uzbekistan, Kyrgyzstan, and this Tajikistan, and all this, all were under their control. So you must remember this, how Soviet Union disintegrated. If you ask them and go and make a survey and analysis, that what happened? You the superpower, these people got nothing. They said they possessed two things. When these Afghan Mujahideen used to come, then they used to say in chorus, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. They never put their trust in their arms and ammunition. They put their trust in the might and supremacy, authority of Allah Jalla Wala. And then he said, we were fearing when they would come with their big beards. سنلقي في قلوب الذين كفروا الرعب. Allah would put fear and awe in their hearts. Today the Muslim, we don't want to take Allah's name. We don't want to, we only know connecting the phone. All day connect phone. Connect the TV. Connect this. Connect with Allah. Then we forgot. When we forget, استحوذ عليهم الشيطان فأنساهم ذكر الله. When the shaitan gains the ascendancy, the first thing he makes you forget Allah. Now Soviet Union collapse, everything happens. Now all the parties sit around the table. Jutlas are the mastermind. Who is the Jutlas? Israel. The Hindus, Mushrik, idol worshippers sit, and they are also part of this. The Christians sit, they are also part of this. The Buddhists sit, they are also part of it. The Shias are also part of it. They are all together. How we know? Quran says so. وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بَعْضُهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ بَعْضٍ. The non-Muslims, all of them are protectors and friends of one another. See brothers, I want all of you, tonight, tomorrow, I'm giving you the reference. Surah 5, Surah Ma'idah, verse 82. Easy way for you to remember, go to your 13 line Quran, the Quran you normally read, and go to the last page of the 6 Supara, the 6 Jews, and see what Allah is telling you. And then everything becomes crystal clear. Latajidanna, ask ulama, they will tell you. Latajidanna. Lam is for ta'keed. Noon is for ta'keed. Double emphasis Allah is mentioning for present and future. Latajidanna shaddanna siadawatan lilladheena amanu al-yahooda wal-ladheena ashraku. You Muslims, you will find your arch enemy, your worst enemy now and in the future, are the Jews and the Mushrik, the idol worshippers, the Hindus. Allah mentioned this more than 1400 years ago. What is the illat e mushtaraka? What is the binding factor between these two? One side are the Jews and one side are the Mushriks. So what? See Quran. Every ayat, wallah, if we can only understand the beauty, the glory, the style, the diction of the Quran. وَأُشْرِبُوا فِي قُلُوبِهِمُ الْعِجْلَ بِكُفْرِهِمْ. Allah has made in their hearts that it is, they are so in love with the cow because of their blasphemy. You take the Hindus, I've been to India so many times, several times. Once, you know, we students, till now we students. So one day we in third class, you know, we passing that Ganga Jamna. So this Hindu Babu Lalaji is sitting next to me. So he took the nariyal, he took the coconut, you know, and he threw it. So I said, Babu, kya kar rahe ho? He said, main khuda ko khilata ho. I said, bhai, tum itne bare ban gaye, to tum khuda ko khilate ki khuda tujhe khilata. You became such a great person, you feeding God, or God is feeding you. Now he starts thinking, but this person is speaking right, how can I be feeding God? But that is how they believe. When you drive in Bombay, India, Calcutta, Delhi, wherever you go, the cow passes, taxi, your car, you can't hoot. I say, bhai, we also make chair char, you know. So. Say, bhai, hoot this. You guy here. So, ye to hamara dirham, you know, is our religion, is our symbol. So I said, why you can't hoot? He said, nee, wo jo hai, dar jayega. I said, tumhara khuda darta hai tumse. Your God gets frightened of you. Now he starts thinking, is that? But this person, he is speaking truth. How come our God also gets frightened? Astaghfirullah. See how Allah has made their minds polluted. They are so, you understand, supposed to be intelligent, but this is what they do. You come to the Jutla. If you read the Haaretz newspaper, I read every day Haaretz. You all must read Haaretz. You get it online. You understand? But the Jutla, they're very sharp. They'll give you the first part of the story. You want the second part, they say subscribe to it, please. You understand? So the first part is enough for us also. So they keep you in suspense, you know. The Jutla, they know how to make money. You see? By us is Yukminuna bil Ghaib. By them is Yukminuna bil Jaib. You understand? I should fill the pocket, you see. So anyway,
If you just read the Haaretz newspaper of last week, you can just Google it. So they had a cartoon, we waiting for the red heifer. Quran Kareem spoke of Baqaratun Safra, the yellow one, the yellow cow. You see, Bani Israel, their forefathers. The ulama will tell you. Now they're waiting for Baqaratun Hamra. So now social engineering is taking place. Palestine has become Israel. Masjid al-Aqsa, Tomb of the Rock, openly they say thousand settlers are entering every week now into Aqsa. Police is there, army is there, Muslims are weak. So you must remember, so that also has become theirs. Then third one, now if you look at Israeli flag, I told you before, you look white flag, blue line on top, blue line at the bottom, min al-furati ila al-nil, is written even in the Knesset, you must remember that, in their parliament. From the Euphrates River in Iraq to the River Nile. So they got Sisi there, Sisi's mother is a Yahudiya. Understand? So it's the happiest day for them to get rid of Mursi and bring Sisi in. That is the real politics. And this side, Iraq, they got the Shias there. So Shias are Uladul Yahud. You see how the world works? So remember, Shias are part of the Jews. All this is saber-rattling. Our Ustad, Hazrat Mufti Rizal Aksab, taught me one very nice sentence. He said, ke din mein ek dusre ko gaali dete hai aur raat ko khub zina karte hai. Daytime they sway one another and nighttime they sleep together. So don't fall for all the stupid propaganda things and that. Israel will do this for Iran and Iran will do this. So yeah, why they do not take Iran? Why America do not attack Iran? We will do this, we will do this and all this stuff. See, all together. Understand this thing. So I'll come to that in the ending. So my brothers, you must remember, so when the fall of Soviet Union took place, now they realize that these people, if we don't slaughter them, we don't marginalize them, we don't put things, indoctrination in the minds of people, so then remember, they will become the superpower of the future. Who? Muslims, Islam. So what you do? You try and minimize and you marginalize your enemy. So they found a very good word. What is the word they found? Irhabi. Dehshatgar. Terrorism. So anywhere, anything happens, Muslim, Islam. Christian chap does it, white man does it. No, he's a lone wolf. No, he's mentally imbalanced and all that. Never his religion will be mentioned. They'll never say he's a Christian. This chap killed so many people there in New Zealand. So all, never Christianity was put on trial. In Masjid al-Aqsa, our member was burned by that in 1969. They never said Jew. They say he was a crazy person, madman. So, but when a Muslim, they'll find some passport, they'll find some ID, they'll find some this. Now let's take a world tour and we see what's happening. Start. First one, we start with Palestine. Do we even know where is Palestine, brother? Some of us are so naive, we don't even know. So you must remember, Palestine for us is holy from first day. The first masjid to be built, Quran Kareem tells us, Inna awwala baytihu hudiya linnas illa alladhi bi Bakkah. Was Makkah Mukarramah Masjid al-Aqsa. Abu Zar radiallahu anhu's hadith in Bukhari Sharif. After 40 years, Masjid al-Aqsa was built. So it's not from Nabi alayhi salam's time or Sayyidina Umar's time. Aqsa is important, Palestine is important from those days already for us. And Allah taught us something. Learn, my brothers and sisters. You will never obtain world peace until you bring peace in the land of Palestine. وَنَجَّيْنَاهُ وَلُوطًا إِلَى الْأَرْضِ الَّتِي بَارَكْنَا فِيهَا لِلْعَالَمِينَ Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is who? Rahmatul lil'alamin. Quran Sharif is for who? Is hudal linnas, hudal lil'alamin. Guidance for everybody, human being, everybody. And Aqsa, Palestine, is mubarakan lil'alamin. Barakna fiha lil'alamin. So therefore, this is the pearl of the Muslims. So, these jutlas, go read about them, World War II. The Europeans kick them out. We don't want you here. We don't want. I got nothing to do with Hitler and that. But go read about Hitler, and I'll bring Hitler now to what's happening in India. Go read about Hitler and why the Jews hated him so much. He said interest is haram. Hitler said no interest. Now if you tell the Jutla no interest, what will happen? Other things is wrong, we don't agree with him. But remember, this is what one of the things he did. So remember that all these things happened, and Europe didn't want Jews. So they offered them this land here in Africa. Our Kadisab is from there. They offered them Uganda, they offered them Ethiopia. We don't want them. Okay. We give you South America. We give you Argentina. Even today, you go to Buenos Aires, all that, I've been there several times. Till today, you will find so many Jews. Say, we don't want. What you want? We want the land of Palestine. So this way, that way, so the Balfour Declaration, all that, and that's how they came. So today, they push, so the people of the land. The slogan they had was, a people without a land, and a land without a people. A people without the land, the Jews. And the land without the people, Palestine. That's a lie. There were people. But Muslims, who worries about Muslims? Muslims are like Tal Adam, like non-existent. So that is the origin of your problem in Palestine. And now you can see where it is. The challenge today, my brothers, is in Aqsa, the Dome of the Rock, 35 acres there. They say openly they are going to demolish the Qubbatus Sakhra, where your Dome of the Rock is, and replace it with Haikal-e Sulaimani, the Temple of Solomon. They're waiting for the red cow to appear. And then the rabbis will tell them, slaughter the red cow, and then demolish, and then bring in the Haikal-e Sulaimani. If you go to Google and then nowadays, you will see already, the preparation is made, Jerusalem minus the Qubbatus Sakhra. You won't see the Dome of the Rock, you will see Temple of Solomon. You see, mind game. Prepare the people. Indoctrinate them from now. So that is the mind. Who is there, my brother? Who is there for them? Our children. Our children will take them. But today I was teaching the students Bukhari Sharif. I told them, write down. So subhanallah, the word Khaybar came. Khaybar took place. I've been to Khaybar. It's 150 kilometers away from Madinah Munawwara. Khaybar, the battle took place in the 7th year of the Hijrah, and it was in the month of Muharram, and it was the stronghold of the Jews. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam went. The Jews were defeated. Our children got nothing. They got imad and stones. And when the army comes, they come with all their jeeps and everything. The whole jeep is covered with burglar and car, you know, all that. Little bit they can see. And when they come out, these children are throwing the stones at them. And what they read, subhanallah, Khaybar, Khaybar, ya Yahud, Khaybar, Khaybar, ya Yahud, inna jaysha Muhammad sawfa Yahud. Oh Jutla, remember Khaybar, we are the army of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we coming to torment you again. Children of Islam. Because this ummah, Muslim countries, Arab countries, by and large, have neglected them. You must remember this Palestinian issue is going on for 70 years plus. So this is what you see there. Let's go nearer. Syria. What has happened to Syria? Do you even know what's going on? You have Bashar Assad. Bashar Assad is Alawi. Alawi are one of the worst groups of the Shias. They say that Sayyidina Ali is divinity in the form of humanity. Therefore, they call themselves Alawi. And remember, they slaughtered thousands and thousands of Sunnis. And there's Bashar Assad's father, Hafiz al-Assad. If you know anything of politics, just Google Hafiz al-Assad and then go there and see what they did. You must remember there in Hafiz al-Assad's time. They in the Hama and Hims and all these places. Our ustads today who are there in Makkah and Medina, Sheikh Muhammad Ali Sabuni, He's from there, you must remember, from the place Aleppo. So what you call? So Halab. So he's from there. And you take Katibul Quran, the person who wrote every Quran you read in Makkah and Medina. So you must remember Dr. Sheikh Usman Taha. If you got Quran, I show you now, his name is written there. وَقَدْ كَتَبَهُ الْخَطَّاتُ Usman Taha. So he's in Medina Munawwara. They all left that time there. When the ulama, Ahlul Sunnah, were being slaughtered in Hama and this, by these Alawis and these Kafir Shias. And today this Ummah, be ghayrat, be iman Ummah, wants to speak of unity with the Shia. Where is our ghayrat? Where is our self-respect, our self-esteem? These people raped our mothers and sisters. These people swear the Sahaba. Oh Ummah, tomorrow when you stand in front of Sayyidina Abu Bakr and Sayyidina Umar, say, Ya Abu Bakrin, I will defend you to the best of my ability. Ya Umar, Amir al-Mu'mineen, I will defend you to the best of my ability. Oh Usman, I will when you go to Syria, say same thing by Sayyidina Usman in Baqi. If you go to Jerusalem, if you go to Damascus, where Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu is buried, they have closed the whole area. Because these Kafir Shias, what they did, when they passed the grave of Amir Muawiyah, who ruled this Ummah for 20 years, from the year 41 to 60, that is Amir Muawiyah. When he, Amir Muawiyah, they passed his grave, they to spit on his grave. So the government then closed it and said, but we go because there's few people we know and so forth. So understand what the Shias did. What they're doing in India now, what they are doing in Palestine now, the Shias did already long time. Oh Ummah, wake up from your khab-e ghaflat, wake up from your slumber. You must remember that Iran was conquered in time of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu. When I went to Iran in 2013, my driver, I still remember his name, Zari. I asked him, Zari, you like Umar? He said, no, I don't like Umar. Astaghfirullah. Ask him, you, he got nothing to do with Islam and Allah. I asked him, why you don't read behind you this Ayatullah? He said, I don't read, they're all corrupt. I say, you don't read and I don't read. I say, why you don't read? He says, corrupt these people, they just take all the people's money. You shouldn't read behind them. I say, I don't read, I'm Sunni. He say, no, I know now you're Sunni and all that. Get this story, the history I want to give you. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu liberated your country, took you out from being a Zoroastrian, a fire worshipper, a Majusi, and brought you to Islam. He's your Muhsin. But you sway him the most. When I asked Zari, the driver, the guy, he could speak good English. Zari, you like Umar? He said, I hate him. I said, why you dislike him? He said, he killed many Persians. See, that nationalism, that burning fire of nationalism, Qawmiyyah. This is what's going on all these places now. I'll show you just now what's happening. So you must remember, this is what he says. Anyway, then he took me to the place where these shaitans in Iran, they want to tell us Islamic Republic of Iran. So they in Kashan, it was a Friday, and he took me to the place for that. He did me a favor. Then I asked him, this way, he said, no, I'll take you. So he took me to that place where Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu's murderer is buried. He's not buried there, but they put a mausoleum in honor of the murderer of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu. And his name was Fayruz Abu Lu'lu al-Majusi, and they call it Baba Lu'lu. They say that he is Shuja Abu Lu'lu. Very brave Abu Lu'lu. You did the greatest deed by killing Umar. These are all eyewitness by. You're not speaking of this, and I saw my own eyes. So brothers, let me take you quickly through. So Syria. So who's your enemy there? If you don't know your enemy, Quran says you can never hold on to Islam. You know what Quran says? فَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بِالطَّاغُوتِ وَيُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ First Allah makes negation. Then Allah speaks of the positive. You must reject the tawhut. You must reject all the isms. And then you speak of Iman in Allah. Our kalima, our formula starts with negation. La ilaha illallah. So how you gonna negate if you don't even know who's who in the zoo? Simple thing. So you must know who your enemies are, negate them, expose them. فَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بِالطَّاغُوتِ وَيُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ. You bring Iman in Allah in true Islam. فَقَدِ اسْتَمْسَكَ بِالْقُرْوَةِ الْهُسْقَى. Then you have held on firmly onto the rope of Allah. لَنْ فِصَامَ لَهَا. Allah ki rassi toot nahi sakti. Allah ki rassi choot sakti. This rope of Allah can never snap, but this rope of Allah can be released when we loosen the grip. So what have we done? The rope of Allah will never snap, but we let go. We said, now Kashmir issue came up, so I asked the Muslim issue. I say, bhai, how many Bollywood movies you got in your house? There we go. See, my mother also likes it. Kala also likes it. Everybody likes it. Understand? They use these movies to propagate their Hinduism. They use this Bollywood to propagate their kufr and shirk. And the Muslim today is following. The Muslim today, when India loses the World Cup, the Muslim cries to them. Which side we are, by? You believing in Allah or you believing in Tawhid? That's the question. Allah says, فَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بِالطَّاغُوتِ وَيُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ. You have to reject all this. لا إله. So your first enemy are Jutlas. And second enemy are Shias. Third enemy are your, remember the Shias. So all of Shias, Jutlas, and the Hindus, Mushriks, all together. Come further. You come to Iraq, you go to Afghanistan. So who's your enemies? The right-wing Christians, as they call them today. The right-wing Christians say, you see why Trump came into power. He's a right-wing politician, and he knows how to play his cards. That I must appease the white people, these others they. Therefore he put all those Muslim countries and those others, Mexican, they can come, go, I don't bother about them. I'll get my vote from the whites. See, nationalism. All of you ulama, I've got it at home. Maybe Google it, you'll find it, I don't know. I don't understand this thing properly. Sheikh Abdul Aziz bin Baz rahimahullah was blind. He was the Grand Mufti of Saudi Arabia. He wrote one book, you don't find it nowadays. Because you must remember this kind of book, sometimes they don't publicize it too much. So, Naqdul Qawmiyatil Arabiya. Naqdul Qawmiyatil Arabiya. He wrote a book, Grand Mufti of Saudi Arabia, criticizing Arab nationalism. So he said, you cannot have Islam and have Arab nationalism. So today when they speak of Arab nationalism, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, authentic hadith in Sahih Muslim, وَيْلٌ لِلْعَرَبِ. The time is near for the destruction of the Arab. Just take a tour. Iraq is gone, Syria is gone, Libya is gone, Sudan is gone, Egypt is gone, Yemen is gone. You see, implosion, all imploding. How many Arab countries are left? And among themselves, you see the wars that are going on. Why? The Arab nationalism. Because nationalism is going to cause all the problems now. So now the Ustad is Netanyahu, the student is Modi, next month September they're meeting, and they will tell him, now you do this, you do this, you do this. How we treat the Palestinians, you have to treat the Muslims like this. Make them second class and third class citizens of India. And tell them, you want to stay here, you stay here like this. Otherwise, jao jao Pakistan, jao jao Kabristan. That is the slogan.
Do you know this BJP party? You read their books. We don't read, brothers. We don't read anything. We don't read nonsense. We are honest. Why can't we be honest about this? Whole day the youngsters busy sending emails, sending to the females, sending more and more messages to the girlfriend and somebody else's wife and all that. That's what's going on today. Read, my brothers. Iqra. We don't read. We're not fit for leadership. We don't have the tools to lead. To read today's business times. Today's business times. To read a whole article. Brother Luqman, I told Brother Luqman Dokrat. I told Brother Luqman Dokrat, there's a paper to go read. He say he went 2 times to Bangladesh. I say, go read the article there, today, business times. Go read how all this, the Buddhists, they say we are the most peaceful people. You go Broncos Parade. You know Broncos Parade. You go Broncos Parade, you will find a big temple. So one day I was going, I told him, take a U-turn, because you can see it from the highway. I said, take a U-turn on the border. Even he got a shock, what are you going to do there? You just drive there, what are you going to do there? So I say, you don't want to come, you sit in the car. So you go inside, you will see three musketeers there. You understand? You'll be inside. You will see three musketeers, you know, good, bad and ugly. You know? So three big chaps there, you know what I'm saying? So I just make, we don't tell them who we are. I say, you know what, I was just passing and I saw this, they got one guy there. I say, what's all this? They say, no, this guy, he makes you happy. This one, he makes you sad. And the other one, he tells us something, he gives you money or something. I said, please give me literature. So they give you all this kind. So you must read what they teach. They say, Buddhism, we teach peace. We teach you how to meditate. And for here, you will find the whites from different countries. I saw they even that time. One guy sitting in that corner, one guy, and they're meditating and do all. You're supposed to be peaceful people. You murdered, you raped, you looted everything. You made the Muslims, Rohingya Muslims, the most oppressed people on this earth. United Nations resolution. Go read today, Business Times, and see. Not one person has been prosecuted for their crimes. Not a single person has been prosecuted for their crimes. Right? Because nationalism, and they have China, veto. Israel say we can do what we want to, we got Uncle Sam and he's veto. You see how they work? India is pushing and remember cutting deals with everybody. We want to become the permanent member and we must have the right of veto. Tomorrow you wake up and you hear India got the right of veto over the other United Nations, don't be surprised about that. Why? Al-Kufru Millatun Wahida. We want to speak a little bit of Kashmir. I give you 3 incidents of Kashmir and of India. Basically India. So you will understand. Number one, when you look at the history, when the British were there, and who fought for the liberation of India, even today, we don't say all, we must be fair, Quran teaches us. وَلَا يَجْرِمَنَّكُمْ شَنَعَانُ قَوْمٍ عَلَىٰ أَلَّا تَعْدِلُوا اِعْدِلُوا هُوَ أَقْرَبُ لِلتَّقْوَىٰ. The hatred of a people must not make you forget justice. We say majority of them are like that. Go and study BJP and go study the RSS and see what they say. They say what Hitler did is very good and we're going to bring the same policy here as well. We will do ethnic cleansing, we will clean these Muslims up. And you see they are in power and see how they pick any Muslim up, how they hit them, assault them, rape the woman and all get away for free, impunity. Because the policies are now slanted in their favor. You can see people are taking videos of them, they're so proud about their crime. But turn the pages of history and see what the Muslims did. Go to Delhi and go see the whole gate there. And go see the names of the people who fought for India. And put percentage-wise, you will see 60% are Muslim and 40% are Hindus and others. If you study India politics, I told you, I'll tell you 3 stories. Something that will make your iman but strong. You know in Makkah, if you go right on top, so after Maghrib, you will find Maulana Muhammad, they call him Maulana Muhammad Makki. He was born in Makkah.
In 1993, for our Darum Jalsa, we invited him, 1993. The principal now, Moana Ismail Aku, he graduated that year. His father, he said, we must get Muhammad Ki. So he came and all that. So in the Haram, he mentioned this incident now, in the past 3-4 weeks. He mentioned this incident, something to, you know, teach us a lesson of history. He said, you see this Misfala area, where your Hilton and Zamzam and all that, that is called Misfala. Makkah is a slope. The graveyard is called Mualla. We pronounce all upside down, Mala, Mala, you know, like all the people are Mal or something. No. So Mualla. Mualla is that upper region. And Misfala is the lower region. You got? So Makkah is at the slope. So he says, I was born there. And he says, Moana Abul Kalam Azad was born there. You heard Moana Abul Kalam Azad's name? He was a master of the pen. He was a great orator and a great writer and all that. He was Minister of Education in India. Who? Moana Abul Kalam Azad. Listen to this 2-3 things. Moana Abul Kalam Azad says that when I was growing up, you understand, this Indira Gandhi, Maulana says, I was born in Misfala, Moana Abul Kalam Azad was also born in Misfala. So he was born in Makkah, then he settled in India all. Now he's growing up, his formative years. Indira Gandhi made so much khidmat of Abul Kalam Azad. Now it is his wafat, his last moments. Indira is there. And people made a lot of stories, you know, this is all lies and all. So he told Indira, these are ulama. See. Sight, insight, foresight. He said, Indira, tumne 11 saal meri khidmat ki. Allah Ta'ala 11 saal tumko iktidar par laye. For 11 years, this is in his death now. Said, for 11 years you made my khidmat, for 11 years you will run the country. To study how long Indira ran India. 11 years. This is Muslim. Indira Gandhi used to go to the great, great ulama. Go read the life history of Sheikh Abul Hasan Nadwi. Indira used to come to Sheikh Abul Hasan Nadwi. You know next month is election. I beg you, please, please make dua. Ke me kamiyab ho jao that I am successful and I win the election. They used to come and beg the ulama, our giants, and all these people, because they knew that these are the people, Rijalullah, the people who got ta'alluq and connection with Allah. Next one. Go to New Zealand, he's still alive. You can verify it. Twice he told me. Moana Bashir Saab, whenever I go to New Zealand, thrice I went. I go there, I told him, Hazrat, I want 1-2 hours. He gets very happy. Hazrat Moana Hussain Ahmed Badani, Shaykhul Islam, passed away in 1957. We don't even know, you know, all these people. Hazrat Madani Nawwarallahu Marqadahu taught hadith at Masjid Nabawi next to Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam Rauza Mubarakah. For 15-16 years he taught hadith day in Arabic. These are the ulama, ulama-i haqqani, ulama-i rabbani. So Shaykhul Islam, Hazrat Madani Nawwarallahu Marqadahu, the synthesis. So the law was at Taqseem. When the division, partition took place, this side India, this side Pakistan. You leave India, you go Pakistan, finish, you can't come back, finish. Right of no return. You see what the Jutlas are doing. They tell the Palestinians, you get out, refugee, you go no right of return. But Jutla got right of return. The Palestinian whose house is there, whose land is there, they don't have right of return. So you know that is all there, double standards. Now listen. What is ikhlas? What is lillahiyat? What is ulama? So Qari Tayyab Sahib, if you know Qari Tayyab Sahib was the principal of Darul Deoband for 57 years, 58 years, almost 60 years. So Qari Tayyab Sahib, when he saw all these ulama going, Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib going, Allama Zafar Ahmad Usmani going, and this one going, this Hazrat Bin Nuri going, all he also went away. Qari Tayyab Sahib left India and landed up in Pakistan. Hazrat Madani left and he came there to Moana Abul Kalam Azad. So the secretary of Moana Bashir of New Zealand, whose Khalifa of Hazrat Madani is telling me, he told me this incident twice. He says, when Hazrat Madani Nawarullah Marqadahu went to Mohammed Salam Azad's office, so he asked his secretary, Kahai Maulana? So he said, Hazrat Aram. So tell him I'm here. And I got very urgent work. So he went. He said, Hazrat Mohammed Salam Azad came with his hungry. He said, you didn't contact me, you didn't say you just. So he very bought a hamtang. So he got anything for you, Hazrat. He said, tell Qari Tayyab Sahib must come back to India. He says, in Pakistan, you can't come back. The law is right of law of no return. The Muslim is saying, no Muslim, you phone Nehru. See, Muslim ulama in politics. You influence the lives of others, not you get influenced yourself or you get involved because you want to make an easy cut in some commission and you want name and fame. That were not the ulama. These were the ulama. So he, Abul Kalam Azad, rahimahullah, phoned Nehru and said, Hazrat is here, and Hazrat got one important request. He said, for Hazrat, whatever he wants, we will do. Hazrat Madani, Nawarullah Marqadah, who was in exile with his teacher. So go read about them and see, Asir Malta and all. So anyway, so you must remember, he said, but what he wants? He said, he wants Qari Tayyab Sahib back. He said, Muskil, eh? He said, but if you want to do it, you can do it. He said, fine for you, Hazrat Madani, we will do it. They brought Qari Tayyab Sahib back from Pakistan, back to India, and then he becomes principal, and then he say everything is good. Do you understand the point I'm making, brothers? This was how the Muslims had control and influence over the Indian rulers when they had deen in them. When they had ta'alluq with Allah in them. This was our ulama. Go read the life history of Allama Kashmiri. Today, if any person teaches hadith, Bukhari Sharif, Muslim Sharif, that if you're teaching hadith properly, you must take his name. Allah, he passed away in 1933. He was born in Kashmir. Go read his life history. So you must remember. One of the greatest scholars Indo-Pak produced, Hazrat Tanvi Rahmatullah Ali used to call him Hujjatullahi fil Ard. That this person here, what a retentive memory. His son, we invited him in Darul Mufassal, Hazrat Mohana Anwar Shah. So I used to sit with him and ask him, Walid Sahib ke waqiya suna. So these are the people. They had such a, I was reading about Anush Kashmiri, when he's passing away, he says, my tabiat and nature was such, I only love reading Arabic books and Farsi. I shouldn't like reading this Urdu. You understand? Because it will impact negatively on my Arabic. He was a master of the Arabic language. And on my Farsi. But he says sometimes I feel, but kash, see, foresight inside. Kash, I learn some English also. Because I can see the Qadiani menace and all that is spreading in the world. And now in the Western countries, they're using English to convert people towards Qadiani. In those days, the man passed away in 1933. And he's speaking about the English language. We born, we only know English. We don't know our mother tongue. How many of you can speak Maimon and Gujarati? I'm asking you, how many of you can speak? I was now in Hajj, you understood? So in our group here, yeah, we had over 100 Malawi guys. So in my bayan, I told them, I said, he Malawi bara in, he bau bari Maimon Dal Karanta. You understand? He's a Maimon Dal Karanta Tajweed bego. You understand? These Malawi brothers, they speak Maimon with Tajweed. So therefore, I love speaking with them Maimon. You understand? I mean, let's be honest about it. Which of children of ours know today Maimon? Because they know nothing. They only know how to collect money. That's all they know. Dada, give some money. Nani, give some money. That's what they know. Paisa jagdiyo. That's all. So, we know English, but what do we use it for? So, brothers, when you look at Kashmir, now I want to speak a little bit about this. Whether you come to the politics of it, Kashmir belongs to India or belongs to Pakistan, that's their issue for the moment. What is going on now, that is the crime against humanity. That is the crime against Islam. Because now Eid took place. Do you know? Eid al-Adha took place. Srinagar is considered paradise on earth. Like how they speak of Maldives. How they speak of Mauritius. So Srinagar, Kashmir is like that. But the biggest masjids, the Jami Masjid, Jumma Masjid, all closed. 700,000 army of India is there. Now they brought more. It's almost 1 million army are there. Any Muslim make a move, fire on sight, no question. The jails are full, overpopulated. And you can, Modi gave them the right to fire on sight. There's curfew every. Who is there? I ask you one question. Be honest, my brother, with the house of Allah, Laylatul Jumu'ah. Which night, which day did we really cry for this ummah? For our women, our children, our men. Good. But for a soccer match, cricket match, some movie, it's all lies. For that we cry. So what we speak about? Where's the pain for the ummah? Go to Iraq. Whole weapon of mass destruction. They are the biggest state terrorism. They call us terrorists. On the radio I say, fine, I accept for a minute we are terrorists. Just hypothetically, we say, wallahu sallam na. Okay, Muslims, majority or half or quarter are terrorists. Aren't you guilty of state terrorism? You destroyed a nation till today who are suffering because of, based on your lies. Why are Bush and Blair not brought to justice? Because they're whites? Because they're president? Because they're prime minister? This is what you must understand. What you must understand, the enemies will always use two things. And we as fools and idiots, we fall for it. Aurat and dawlat, nays ummat to tabahat. They use women and they use money. These Shias, what they do? They'll go to the township, you go here to your Memolodi, you go there to Soweto, you go there to the Kwamashu, Durban. Anywhere you go, you will find one Shia prowling the street. And he will tell you, I make you a proper Muslim. This Indian are making you biryani Muslim. They'll give you some biryani and some gift and all that eat time. We show you Ahlul Bayt Islam. So what is Ahlul Bayt Islam? This. Then they say, see, you are poor. You don't have money for light. You don't have steak. We give you. They give him dollars. They give him. Who will say no? Money is sweeter than honey. When this person say, now, these people, they're speaking of Hure-in and all that. Where you eat for Hure-in? We give you Hure-teen. We give you one who created this world. You understood? You go to Iran, you make hit and run there, play some golf there, make muta, you come back. Who will say no? You give the people woman, you give them money. Who will say no? In our country, something. You need to understand the Shia manners. You need to understand the Qadiani manners. You need to understand the Zionist manners. You need to understand the right-wing Christian. You need to understand the Hindu, especially now when they're gaining the upper hand. Which Muslim country can take on India? I'm asking you. Which Arab country can take on? No. Pakistan or one country, what it can do? Turkey, one country, what it can do? So this Ummah today, the hadith is in Abu Dawood. إِذَا تَرَكْتُمُ الْجِهَادِ. When you leave jihad, سَلَّتَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكُمْ ذُلَّةِ. Allah will appoint upon you disgrace and such humiliation. وَلَا يَنْزِهُ عَنْكُمْ. Allah will never remove the disgrace. حَتَّى تَرْجِعُوا إِلَىٰ دِينِكُمْ. Till you come back to your deen. So brothers, this is the message. Read about Kashmir, read about Palestine, read about Syria, read about Iraq, read about Iran. Iran, I was telling you, became a Muslim country during Sayyidina Umar's time. We are now 2019, next year 2020, so just say 2020, it will be easy for you to work it out. Go back 520 years, in 1500-1501, so you find Iran, Ismail Safavi came, took the Sunni country, and then destroyed everything of this, made it a Shia country, and destroyed everything of the Sunnis. You are Hanafi, most of you. Imam Abu Hanifa, second greatest student, is Imam Muhammad bin Hassan Shaybani. Imam Muhammad bin Hassan Shaybani is buried in Iran. Walk the length and breadth of Iran, you will never find one greater than Imam Muhammad bin Hassan Shaybani. Everything which is sacred to us, these kafir Shias made sure they destroyed it. Go to Palestine, Netanyahu. All these Arabic signs, take it out. They have minimized it. Very few places now you will find Arabic signs. We, thus Israel belongs to us. Jewish nationalism. India, there's Muslim, Muslim, change everything. The Taj Mahal, what Muslim? There's what Muslim? It's all ours. So distort the history, and Islam and Muslim must be removed. Hindu nationalism. You see the game they are playing. So this is now next month, before the Israeli election, the unholy alliance between Israel and India. Netanyahu is going to meet Modi. And then they're going to discuss issues of bilateral importance. What is bilateral? How to make Qurbani or more and more Muslims. The whole demographics of Kashmir will change. And remember, Kashmir is the only province or area in India with majority Muslim. So now they're going to bring in more and more Hindus, more and more Mushriks, and then they will try and then change the demographics. It must be equal, or the Hindus must be majority. That is the whole argument going on now. Why must Kashmir be given special status? So that is what's going on. So brothers, we can speak till midnight. You understand? There's too many things. I'm tired already. It's 1 hour I'm speaking. I see more than an hour. My brothers, my message to you is very simple. Know who your enemies are. Start reading and educate your children. Our children are going out. Today is becoming every day. I got my phone here. I can show you how many questions. What is wrong? The Muslim lady Fatima Zainab Jamil. What is wrong if I marry a Hindu? A Muslim lady asking, what is wrong if I marry? Some of them will even use the political term. It's my democratic right to marry him. See this mindset. But I don't blame her too much. I blame the parents. You, father, mother, how much Islam you gave your daughter? How much Islam you gave your son? We gave them nothing. That's why they make all these kind of statements. So brothers, my message to you is very simple. Number one, start reading seriously. Number two, worry of your flowers and your children, your grandchildren. Give them that Islamic identity. Tell them we have the best. We have to share it with the rest. We must influence the lives of others, not get influenced by others. That is the crime today. That's why I started the Ibn Taymiyyah story. Batinuhu fihi rahma wa zahiru min qibali al-adha. When I go yay there, as in South Africa, Junubi Africa, Kasratul Jaraim. Hey, everybody got AK-47. I say, my name AK, but I don't have 47. Is this cockpit and gunner going on? I say, right. Come to South Africa, we will show you, we got the most Darulum, the most ulama, the most ufas per capita, per percentage in the world. Who can dispute? We got the most media in the world. Who can dispute? Not one Muslim country, not one Arab country will allow you what you got here today. I'm no politician, I'm not saying what vote does it. I'm just telling you what is the fact. Guy like me who talks so much at the radio, you'll be first guy to put you inside and chop you up. You must remember this thing. That is Muslim country. So brothers, what we got absolutely no excuse here today. We are the ones. Be honest. We don't want to take Islam to the indigenous. We don't want to. So the Shias, they found it vacuum. They said, these Indians, these Molanas, I myself, we don't want to go township. We left the vacuum. And Shia said, fine, we will use this space, this vacuum. Every township infiltrated by the Shias, Qadianis, everybody. But we are not there. So what do you expect? So think properly, brothers. If you want to make khidmat of deen, you can still make a lot of khidmat of deen.
Allah Ta'ala have mercy on us. Allah Ta'ala bless our mujahideen. Allah Ta'ala bless every day. Read 2 rakat salat and just say this. Ya Allah, protect Haramain Sharifain. Lebanon is theirs. Iran is theirs. Iraq is theirs. Syria is theirs. Yemen is theirs. Next target, Shia say Haramain Sharifain. That is what Khomeini said. We want the Haramain Sharifain. How the Jutlas want Aqsa, remember this, Shia la'anahumullah want the Haramain Sharifain. That is the aim. And you need to know this. 90,000 Shias came. You saw what they did? Therefore I sent it out on Twitter, I sent it out on WhatsApp. Right by the Baytullah, they committed kufr and shirk. You saw what they did? In Ihram, they make like this. Labbaik, labbaik, ya Hussein. Labbaik, labbaik, ya Hussein. Muharram is starting next week Sunday. Quickly, I'm ending on this. 1st September is 1st Muharram. The Sunnis, me and you, we think like the Shias in Muharram. Sayyidina Hussein, I'm giving you the references. Quick, there, go through 4. We can give more. Quick, I give you 4. Sayyidina Hussein, radiallahu, I went to Karbala. Sayyidina Hussein, radiallahu ta'ala, who is in Karbala. And he's seeing what happening. Then he raises his hands. I'm giving you the ibarat, the text of the Shia. Inna al-imam Hussein alayhi salam rafa'a yadayhi wa da'a ala shi'atihi. Imam Hussein, I'm reading how they read. That Imam Hussein alayhi salam raised his head and made dua ala shi'atihi. The word is used. And he said, Ya Allah, these people, immatatahum fafarrikhum firaqa. And Ya Allah, make them into splinter, splinter groups. They said they coming to help me. فَقَتَلُونَا. But they murdering us. And then he gave his life. Al-Irshad of Sheikh Mufid, Shia book. Not our book, their book. Sayyidina Hussein's son, Imam Zainul, I'm using their terms. We don't use all these terms. Imam Zainul Abidin, he was an eyewitness to Karbala. He saw his father martyred and slaughtered. What did he say? He said, Ya Ahl al-Kufa, Akhaztumul Ahda wal-Mithaq, Watarattumu wa khazaltumu. You took the pledge from my father. You put the oath of allegiance on my father's hand. You left him. And then tomorrow, بِأَيِّ عَيْنٍ تَنْظُرُونَ إِلَىٰ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. How will you face the master, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tomorrow? And you were the ones, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will say, قَتَلْتُمْ إِتْرَتِي. You murdered my nawasa. You murdered Sibtu Rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The master alayhi salam will say, فَلَسْتُمْ مِنْ أُمَّتِي. You don't belong to my ummah. Al-Ihtijaj, Allama Tabrasi. Shia kitab, I'm giving you the reference. You with me, brothers? Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu's daughter, Fatima Sughra. His honorable mother is Fatima Kubra, Sayyida Fatima. Sayyidina Hussein's daughter, Fatima Sughra, the younger one, eyewitness of Karbala, like Hazrat Zainul Abidin. Battle finished. The body is lying, martyred, butchered, everything. Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anh. She Fatima Sughra, daughter of Sayyidina Hussein. What she says, Ya Ahl al-Kufa, Ya Ahl al-Ghadar wal-Waqf. Oh, you treacherous people. You killed my father, qataltum abi, kama qataltum jaddi. Today you murdered my father as you murdered my grandfather, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala. And he said, فَكَذَّبْتُمُونَا وَكَفَّرْتُمُونَا. Today you stole our honor, you stole our wealth, and you murdered my father. The kafir Shias, the Kufis, what they said? They read poetry. They read poetry. What they said? قَتَلْنَا أَلِيًا وَبَنِي أَلِيٍّ بِسُيُوفٍ هِنْدِيَّةٍ وَرِمَاحِيٍّ. Yes, we murdered your grandfather and we murdered your father and we used the swords made in India. That ihtijaj of Tabriz. Whose dalil you still want? Whose evidence you still want? The father said that Hussein made dua against them. The son made dua against them. The daughter made dua against them. Sayyida Zainab al-Kubra, the sister of Sayyidina Hussein. Go read what she said. She said after the battle, La'anatullahi alaykum you Shia, that today you murdered my brother. Ihtijaj of Tabriz.
So my brothers, don't ever be apologetic. If I'm giving you from our books, propaganda. We can be damned, we can be accused of being biased and prejudiced. All these references I gave you are from the Shia books. Not one Shia can dispute it. So remember, brothers, whether you're in Pretoria or Chuani or South Africa or wherever, these are our enemies. And if you don't rise up, today your son is saying Abu Bakr, Umar radiallahu anhu, Usman, Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu anha. When he joins them, he'll be cursing. Allah forbid, Allah forbid. So I have seen this with my own eyes. In the Pretoria, in Masjid Hamza, these youngsters were there. I told them, you, I'm sitting here in this masjid. If you carry on like this, I say, wallahi, you will die a non-Muslim. And I'm telling you again, and this is what Quran says. Surah 9 verse 79. الذين يلمزون المتطوعين من المؤمنين والذين لا يجدون إلا جهدهم فيسخرون منهم. In the battle of Tabuk, Mustafa sallallahu, I went to Tabuk also. By plane it takes you 1.5 hours. So if you go to Tabuk, it was Rajab, the year was 9 year Hijrah. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam announced we must go to Tabuk mid-summer. We're going mid-summer now. 45, 50 degrees. The dates are smiling. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, leave all this. We have to go. 30,000 men are mobilized. Mustadrak Hakim riwayat. Sahaba came, Sayyidina Usman. Thousands he brought. 300 camels, 1,000 gold coins. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam flipping the coins. Ma darra Usman ma amida ba'dal yawm. Oh Usman, so much ihsan you need. That Allah will, nobody can harm you. Look at Usman. Sahaba, poor came, few dates they brought. The munafiqeen mocked them. You waste time, you bring the few dates. Fayaskharoon amin whom? They mocked the Sahaba. Allah says, you mocked the Sahaba. Fayaskharoon amin whom? You mocked the Sahaba. Sakhir Allah. Allah will mock you. Allah will say, go Jannah, then you fall straight in Jahannam. Walahum adabun adab. Quran. This is no Maulvi speaking in this one. This is Quran. Surah 9 verse 79. Any person, I make it clear, who speaks curses and speaks ill and criticizes Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Usman, Amir Muawiyah, our mother Sayyidina Aisha, our mother Sayyidina Hafsa, wallahi, he is out of the fold of Islam. Understand, O Ummah, Ahlu Sunnah wa Jama'ah, what we're talking about. And any person, kind and mankind, whoever it is, he speaks of unity, wallahi, he is a munafiq. Understand what we're speaking of. So when we speak of who the enemies are, what the Ummah is going through, the Ummah today has got so many munafiqeen who are selling the deen of Islam. Go study Surah Baqarah, first 5 verses, you will find Ahl al-Iman. Next 2 verses, you will find Kuffar. And then next 13 verses, Munafiqin. Because Hazrat Ji, Hazrat Mohana Masihullah Khan Sahib, you all met him. You go to your Haji Bukti Abraham Ji, he'll tell you of Hazrat Ji. Hazrat Ji used to stay by him. Hazrat Ji Jalalabadi, Hazrat Mohana Masihullah Khan Sahib. Hazrat Ji used to say, is zamane mein nifaq bahut aam ho gaya. In this day and this age, nifaq and hypocrisy has become rife and rampant. So brothers, Allah Ta'ala protect us from kufr, from shirk, tabyanis, all this. My message to you is very simple. The enemies are surrounding us. But we say, la taqnatu min rahmatillah. Never ever. You know how hot it was in Arafat? Zuhur time, we combine salat, you know? So I told the brothers, Allah Ta'ala accept somebody's dua. I said, brothers, so read one sentence. وَأَدَخِلْنَا فِي رَحْمَتِكَ يَا اللَّهُ include us in your special mercy. 2 o'clock in the camp, you know how smart the tents are now. We have 10 air conditioners there. And no more, they put green grass, they put all blue grass. You know, Arabs, when they want to do something, then they do all the same. You don't get green grass, you get blue grass. You know, where did you get that? You know, they put for us all the way, tip-top with special services, you know. You pay for it, obviously. So, come here, thunder. Come on, everybody out. 2 hours, the rahmah to you. La taqnatu min rahmah. Ya Allah, we're guilty. No mitigation. We confess, we admit, we are guilty, Allah. But we also believe you are Arhamur Rahimin. Despite our weaknesses, Allahumma arina ajaiba kudratik fa innam la yujibun. Show us your power, Ya Allah, and decimate and destroy these mushrikeen and Yahud and Shia and whole happy lot with your power, Ya Allah. Allah can do it? Of course Allah can. I conclude tonight's discussion, or whatever you want to call, with one hadith, and I want every alim to learn these words and remember is sahih hadith. This morning again I checked it up before I left. Sheikh Albani rahimahullah, he said hadith sahih in Sunan Nasai. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's hadith, Imam Nasai brought a heading, it's called Ghazwatul Hind, fighting the Hindus, fighting the mushrikeen. Ghazwatul Hind. He brought three hadiths. First hadith of Ummah, if you fight them and you become martyred, you are afdalu shuhada, you are considered as the best martyr of your time. So our brothers, sisters who are getting martyred in Kashmir, ala lisani Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on the Mubarak tongue of the Master alayhi salam, they are considered to be one of the best martyrs of this time. Look at the next hadith where he said sahih. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Isabatani min ummati. There will be two groups of my ummah. Ahrazahumullahu min an-nar. Allah will protect them from Jahannam. Isabatun, one group, taghzul hin, who will fight the mushrikeen day in India. Wa isabatun taghzu ma Isa ibn Maryam. In the latter day, that army and group of people who will join Isa alayhi salam to fight the enemy. رواه النساء نسائي وحديث وحديث صحيح is حديث صحيح. May all Majd Allah protect the Haramain Sharifin. May all Majd Allah protect Majd al-Aqsa. Protect all our masajid, our institutions. Protect our iman. Protect our children's iman. I normally don't give long bayan like this, but today was a little perfect. So I don't know where I got this energy today. But then I think give me some dumb water. Parelu pani, I think. So I spoke so long today, you know. So anyway, wa'afir da'wana and alhamdulillah. Anybody got any questions? So tell me, I'll take questions. Anybody, anything you want to ask? Don't take names and all that. Anything you want to ask? Come, brother, the floor is open.